Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm going to be talking this week about something that I actually don't really like talking about, but I think it's important and necessary, and I hope it will benefit you, so I am going to talk about it. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. Welcome to the program. This is Trust the Bible, and what I'm going to be talking about this week is the prosperity gospel. In particular, I want to talk about how the prosperity gospel is represented by one individual who I think really captures what we mean when we talk about prosperity gospel, and that's Joel Osteen. So I don't really want to pick on Joel Osteen so much as I just think he is kind of the face of the prosperity gospel message. And I think it's important to look at what he's teaching because he is teaching a lot. His books are selling tens of millions of copies, and he offers a view of how to become prosperous and successful. And if you listened to the program last week or have listened to the program very much, that is something I'm very passionate about, is leading you to being prosperous and successful. And the key verse of the Bible that teaches that you can be prosperous and successful and how to be prosperous and successful is Joshua 1:8. And so we talked about this all last week. It says, keep this book of the law on your lips always, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And I believe that is a promise from God himself. I believe that as you learn what the Bible teaches and how to apply it to your life, you will find that this principle is true, that it is the ultimate resource for life. And so I can't say blanketly that the prosperity gospel is wrong, because the Bible does promise prosperity. It's right there in the scriptures in Joshua 1:8. However, when I talk about the prosperity gospel, I'm talking about something different than what the Bible teaches on being prosperous and successful. And because I want you to be prosperous and successful how God teaches it in his word, I want to caution you against some of the things that are taught out there by many teachers, many books, many things that are out there on TV and so forth that say, here's the way to prosperity. And it's different from what I'm teaching, from what I believe the Bible teaches. And so I want to look at that, and I think it's easiest to just pick one person and focus on one person. So I'm going to examine the teachings of Joel Osteen this week. Now, I told you at the beginning that I don't particularly like doing this. I don't spend a lot of time saying what's wrong with someone else's message. I don't think we should spend a lot of time on that. But occasionally, I think it's important and necessary. Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Now, why am I quoting that verse? Well, because what I'm going to be doing is looking at some things that Joel Osteen says, and then examining the scriptures to see if these things are true. And I know right away some people might say, oh, you know, don't criticize someone else's ministry, don't, you know, be judgmental, and so forth. But I think the Bible itself says in many places, in many ways, that no, we are to examine teaching. If someone is putting teaching out there for us, and that Joel Osteen is certainly doing that because you see his books, you know, on the bookshelves in, you know, not just bookstores, but in Walmarts and grocery stores and so forth and on TV. So his teaching is coming out there to you. I think the Bible says we need to examine it to see if these things are so. We need to examine the scriptures to see if these things are so. And the Bible says this in Acts 17:11 about the Apostle Paul. So the context in Acts 17 is the Apostle Paul comes preaching the gospel. He's the Apostle Paul. So, you know, if anyone is, you know, someone we would trust his teaching, it would be Paul. I mean, he is commissioned by Jesus Christ directly to go and preach the gospel. He's probably the greatest preacher that ever lived. I mean, the only person I might, you know, include in that category for debate would be Peter. But, you know, here's Paul preaching the gospel, and the Bible says the Bereans were of noble character because they were examining the scriptures continuously to make sure what Paul was teaching was true. And so I would want this in my ministry. I don't want you to believe everything I say on this program because I have the word pastor by my name or something like that. I want you to examine the scriptures. In fact, that's the whole point of this show, is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life, so that you're going to the Bible to guide you to know what is true and isn't true. So this week, I'm going to talk about the prosperity gospel and tell you how it is different, how it twists what the Bible really promises when it promises that you can be prosperous and successful. So I'm not denying that. I do believe the Bible will lead you to be prosperous, just not in the way that is presented by many teachers, including Joel Osteen. Now, before I jump into some of the Joel Osteen quotes, I may not even get to it today, but I am going to this week. But let me just say this about Joel Osteen. This is not a personal attack. As I've seen him on TV and know of him through public appearances, he seems like a very nice person. I would not doubt that he's helped a lot of people. I don't have any kind of personal character attack. There was something that came out in Hurricane Harvey when it hit Houston earlier last year, I have to say. Earlier last year, there was terrible flooding all through Houston, and there was this news story that went out that Joel Osteen wouldn't let people come into the doors of Lakewood Church, that it was shut off, and there were a lot of cries of hypocrite. You preach the Bible, and yet you're not helping people during this terrible flood. I think that's just so over the top. I think a lot of people that don't know any of the details about what was going on, don't know all that Joel Osteen was doing to help people, don't know, what the emergency workers were recommending and saying at the time, just wanted to jump all over his case and slam him for being a hypocrite without knowing all the information. I don't want to do that. This is nothing to do with him personally. What I do want to look at are his teachings, the things that he's saying and teaching in his books, in his sermons, and let's compare it to Scripture and see if what he is saying is so according to God's Word. So let me just kind of get you into what is the prosperity gospel. And by the way, Joel Osteen himself, if you ask him, are you a prosperity preacher? He will say, no, I'm not a prosperity preacher. I don't know that he's ever given a definition of prosperity preaching, but if he's not preaching a prosperity gospel, then I have no idea what the prosperity gospel is. What has historically been called the prosperity gospel, he fits it perfectly. And so let's take a look at some of the things he says. He says in his most popular book, Your Best Life Now, he says things like this, quote, perhaps you're searching for a parking spot in a crowded lot. Say, Father, I thank you for leading and guiding me. Your favor will cause me to get a good spot. So this is a detail thing, but this is just to give you an example. If you're looking for a good parking spot, you can pray and God's going to lead you to a good parking spot. Here's another example. Quote, I've learned to expect people to want to help me. My attitude is I'm a child of the Most High God. My Father created the whole universe. He has crowned me with favor. Therefore, I can expect preferential treatment. In other words, I should expect people to treat me better because I'm a Christian than if I wasn't, because of my connection with and relationship with God. For Joel Osteen, he will say it's not all about money, and yet very frequently he will talk about how if you follow his system, which is based largely on positive thinking, then you will get promotions, you will get bonuses, you will avoid financial calamity. He's not telling people how to get rich quickly. So I have to say that to his credit. Some are in that category. But he is saying, if you follow these principles, if you think the right thoughts, if you are praying right, then you're going to be generally financially successful, healthy, and people are going to like you and give you preferential treatment. I don't think that's what the Bible is really talking about at all when it talks about how to be prosperous and successful. And it's important for you to know the difference so that you can have true prosperity and success. So we're going to jump into what the Bible says and compare it to some of these quotes throughout the rest of the week. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.